All right, welcome back to Noise Avocation Podcast. I'm Ryan here with Jeremy.
How's everybody doing tonight, today, this morning?
Happy end of the year. We'd been trying to hold off on this for a while. One, because, you know, everybody does their end of the year wrapped up things, so this is going to be kind of quick, just so don't drag on and lose your attention, you know what I mean?
And we didn't want to do it too early either, and all kinds of other shit come out. Because there's like, dude, new shit today that's cool, you know?
Weeks ago or a week ago or whatever, like Kendrick dropped a new record.
Yeah.
And like Marilyn Manson just had a new album come out not that long ago. I'm trying to think of it. That's why you got to wait till December to do it.
Yeah.
But some of these we've interviewed, I think. Jeremy and I, as usual, don't know each other's lists, but we're going to change things up a little bit and present them both at the same time and see what's what. But none of this is in order other than your top three are in order, right?
Yep.
Mine are too. Okay. And then if you stick around to the end of the video, we're going to throw out some honorable mentions too of just other things that came out this year that you should also check out, and all of this will be in the episode description as well in order, so check that out, or at least on the YouTube video it will be.
And all the bands, artists, whatever we present, be sure to check them out, man, because they're fucking, it's all good shit.
Yeah, check them out, follow them. You shouldn't say it's all good. You don't know if I put some trash in here.
I trust your opinion.
But I don't know. Do you want to go ahead and just start this, or do you want to do the?
I'll say one that I have that because I don't have a physical.
Okay. Well, then we're gonna be off one at the end. But go ahead.
Well, I thought you wanted to do it more like
present them at the same time,
or present them one at a time, and then.
Oh no! I was gonna do them
like
both.
Boom.
Yep.
Okay.
But go ahead and just say your one, and then we'll...
The one is Cold Cave's new album, Passion Depression. I pre-ordered it a fucking long time ago.
Wasn't it? When did it come out? Like way earlier in the year, right?
No, they dropped a lot of singles. It didn't really necessarily come out until October.
Oh, okay.
But I just got a message right before we were doing this that... what happened was the jackets got fucked up, and they had to send them back, and now they're back. So apparently they're shipping them out.
Things out of their hands. Yeah. Type of shit.
Right.
Well, since you don't have that one, I'll do, this is my only like CD disc that I have, but the new Cure album.
Oh, okay.
This is the Blu-ray Dolby Atmos version of it, and it has the actual stereo mix, and I think there was a instrumentals thing on here too, if I remember right. Yeah. But first new album from The Cure in, I don't remember how long it was. Wasn't it like 14 years
at
or
least.
Something like that?
I just listened to it.
Yeah, you just got it since
this
you had
morning.
A weird copy.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, sonically, that thing's beautiful.
Yeah, I think the stereo mix is better than the Atmos, but that's for a different conversation.
Gotcha.
But these, I'm going to just kind of pile these up in my lap here, actually. At least the ones that are not the top three.
You have any more CDs?
Nope. That's why I did that one now, because
okay.
I was like, oh, we'll just get this one out of the
way. I have a CD, a cassette, and because, again, no vinyl copies are either in or available.
Yeah. Go ahead and do your CDs and cassettes.
Dude, because it's just like fucking up the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, you're good. It's
Freddie Gibbs'
record. We'll just do a back and forth how we normally do quick.
Was
there
once?
Not a vinyl copy of that at all?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh,
so this is the only way I could get it. I could have got a t-shirt too, I guess, you know, but no, I love this album, man, and it's got a lot of earworms on it.
I actually still haven't listened to it.
Yeah, definitely check it out. This is my...
That just tells you, like, how much shit came out this year.
Exactly. But it's a very, very surprisingly, like, his flow is real, like, it's very impressive, like, how he goes from, like, he'll be just flowing real slow, and then out of nowhere, it's like he blast beats his fucking rhymes, and then he'll slow back down and be like, yeah, you know, and
he, like, switches his cadences and
yeah,
stuff.
And yeah, and the beats are just fucking, they're awesome, man. They sound, like, really simple, but once you, like, really listen, that shit's amazing, man. All the little fucking layers to him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll just keep doing back and forth, though. So, another one, Your Old Droog's Movie, which you probably recognize the album cover because it's got the Thriller font and everything. It's the same, like, color scheme on the back
there. Oh, right on.
But this album's, like, full of, like, real life circumstance shit, like dealing with your own issues and just maturing, growing older, that sort of thing. So I really like this record, and it was like, it's all honesty. Like, there's no, like, I don't want to call the entertainment side of things, like, fake, but, you know, there's fakeness to it.
Right, right.
So, like, this was, like, you
it's
could
not
tell.
Not pushing any gimmicks.
No, not at all. You could tell, like, all the writing in it was, like, very heartfelt, and they actually put, like, a lot of time into it.
That's dope. I did not listen to that yet. My cassette is our latest episode.
Lust tags.
Yeah. Now, I do have a vinyl on the way. But, dude, this fucking thing, it doesn't sound like anything, but it sounds like everything that I like in, like, a black metal pot mixed up with, you know, because it has everything kind of mixed in there, and the storyline is good. Listen to that fucking episode.
It was pretty, it had a good, like, mix of everything that it was inspired by.
Right,
and I think
right.
we said that in the interview. Like, you can hear a little Bolt Thrower. You can hear some Emperor. You can hear, you know, Gorgoroth.
Yeah, Dark Throne.
Yep.
Yeah, that's and also, one more thing about it is that the writing, it makes half the record. Like, just knowing that it's, you read it, there's a whole fucking story. It's crazy. And it's not like, you know, I'm going to chop you up, put you in a meat grinder, and then fuck your corpse.
I do like that the writing was there. Like, that's not just, like you said, it's not just gimmicky, not tough guy shit, but, like, stereotypical, like, dark material or whatever. It's got, there was some creativity put into there.
Yeah, for sure.
This next one is Dodsrit's Nocturnal Will. I don't know if Dodsrit is actually how you pronounce the band name, but that's how my Americanized version of it is going to go. This band is, Tristan called it black metal for people who aren't depressed.
That's awesome.
It's, like, really melodic. It's got a lot of, there's, like, longer songs, like 7 to 10 minutes sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of them are just no vocals. They're just all, like, melodies that go throughout the song. But awesome record. I've played that thing, like, over and over again just because it's almost like how the Majesty's record got stuck in your head.
I'm
going
to have to go back to it because it's in, like, you know, we tell each other to check out so much shit, and it's like,
it's in a lost list.
Yeah,
but I got some of that shit on there, too.
My next one is Haywire. Condition for Demolition. And this came out on the 3rd of January, so it just made it.
Barely.
Yeah, but like a Train's probably my favorite track on there. It's just straight up, like, good old fashioned Boston hardcore with some street punk, a little bit of Oi, some conservative military image guest vocals on the Like a Train song. And it came with a fucking sick ass poster with a dude fucking just like that with a gun pointing at you.
Yeah, it's the little Iron Cross dude, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, no, with the gun, the picture, though, is like of a dude.
Oh.
I'll hang it up and
I thought I seen a picture where I seen that, like, same thing. I mean, there probably is also, but.
But, that's just fucking, that just puts me in a good mood, man. And it's just, you know, your typical, like, in-your-face tough guy shit.
The typical hardcore stuff. This record, Jack White's No Name album. You most people have probably heard this by now. I really liked it just because of how, like, different from a lot of his other solo records it was. Like, because Jack White can get pretty folky at times, which is fine. I don't mind that stuff either, but this one had a lot more of, like, a garage rock, like, dirty, grungy feel to it with, like, some, you know, blues and other shit kind of blended in there, but mixed with some punk rock, but, like, a real, like, old Detroit.
If we would have went 15, that would have been on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's it, like you just said it, I love like the White Stripes sound almost, like the guitar tones of that and the simple drums that are on that makes it.
That's just like cool. Real raw, cut dry guitar tones and like simple music. And then I know like he switched from. I'm trying to think of Daru Jones, the drummer that he normally has that plays like Open Up or whatever. He had some other girl drumming on a few tracks on there. It's in the liner notes.
Gotcha.
That was cool to see that he brought in like extra musicians or like switched it up for per song that he was doing and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, but that definitely makes a difference.
But I listened to that quite a bit throughout the year. That's kind of how I was basing this list, is like stuff that I continuously listened to throughout the year, like over and over again.
Right, that's kind of what I was doing. But on the Jack White tip also, it was a surprise. And so like some of these some of the albums that I listen to them over and over again because they were so like, holy fuck, dude, where is this shit coming from, you know?
Yeah, like it wasn't advertised. It wasn't, there was no ad campaign for the album or you weren't like getting singles prior to. It was just a random drop. And what was really cool is it wasn't even out digitally before he dropped it.
Right.
Like he put it out like at his stores first.
Yeah, it was
awesome. The records were going for like $900. Then he made a video of him like running them through a bandsaw, like the leftovers or whatever.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And then put out a wide pressing like a couple weeks later.
That's so funny.
Or there was a blue one and then there was a black one like shortly after, month or
the
something.
The blue one, there was like 4,000 of them or something.
Something like that, yeah. It wasn't many, but.
My next one is Home Invasion, Enemy. This is from War Records, and that came out in May. It's pretty fucking dope, dude. It's like, it's very like Hate Inc. It kind of reminds me of Hate Inc. It's super fast.
That's what I was just going to say.
The intensity is
when
like,
when we were talking about it, we compared it to Hate Inc.
Yeah, and there's two guys in this band that Absolute Truth that were on War Records before, and that was the first band that I listened to from that label.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of why I was like, I'll check this. This is completely different, dude, than that. So
I really like the name Home Invasion for a hardcore band.
Yeah, they're out of Chicago. But it's only 16 minutes long, but, dude, it's an awesome 16 minutes for sure.
Yeah. Trying to make sure I said all this right. Next being Dark Throne's new record, It Beckons Us All. I know some people probably don't like the new Dark Throne, but I like really, really like this stuff. It's doomy. It's more like old like Venom, Celtic Frost.
Doesn't it have more of like that black and roll to it?
Kind of, yeah. Like it's more riffy, but at the same time, like, Dark Throne's always had sweet riffs. Like,
fuck yeah,
Panzerfaust had a ton of good riffs. Total Death had a ton of good riffs that were like very like. If you slowed them down and put them in another context, they would be rock and roll songs.
Oh,
almost.
For sure.
So like this had more of that, but they were more like slowed down and doomish. But
yeah, always.
I mean, Nocturnal Calto and Fenris, man, they just do what they want now. At this point, like they don't try to prove anything. They're just putting out the music that they like to, which is, I think, what makes it awesome.
Very admirable. Like, fuck everybody.
Yeah, like that album that came out last year, or maybe it was the year before.
Oh, where he was ice skating?
Yeah, where he's ice skating, and it just kind of makes a mockery of black metal album covers. Like, I like shit like that.
It's fucking hilarious.
Because some of those people take themselves way too seriously. Agreed. Like, you are not that scary, dude. Chill out. Like, we've all seen Corpse Paint.
Well, it's like, it's already been like proven that it's retarded to,
yeah,
or stupid to,
and it's just
burn
another
churches and kill your friends, like that gets you nowhere.
Yeah, and it's just another gimmick that, I mean, I'm sure there's probably some evil, like weird ass people out there that are really like doing seances, right, in their bedrooms and shit, but, and if, you know, if you're one of our listeners, then fucking
like,
rock on, dude, more power to you, but like,
my next one is Ripped to Shreds' new album. I believe it's said Sanchi or Sanchi, S-A-N-S-H-I. Dude, this thing fucking rips for real. It's like black metal. It's like death metal. It's like fucking grindcore.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that.
Dude, it,
I'm writing it down right now.
The album that came out before it, I would give like a 3 out of 5. You know what I'm saying? It's good. But for whatever reason, man, this one just fucking blows that. It's a 5 out of 5 in my book. I got some notes I wrote about it too.
That's great when that happens, when a band like have almost released a perfect album.
Yeah,
and
then they
just
do.
Takes it to the next step.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it the writing's fucking better. There's more fuzz to the guitar tones. I don't know, the grind influence, like the blast beats are sick. The solos are fucking screaming, dude. Definitely check that one out.
Yeah, I write it down. I'll check it out. Following that, I know you didn't listen to this because you're gonna be like, "What the fuck?" This is Dochi's "Alligator Bites Never Heal." So Dochi is the first female signed to TDE.
Okay.
Album or the label that Kendrick was on, and Schoolboy Q and all those guys. She's from Florida though, originally. She has like a really cool style though. Like she can go from like kind of smooth rapping to like just some wild off the wall shit that you wouldn't really expect. And she's almost kind of like Kendrick in the way that like Kendrick adopts like different voices for different contexts in his songs or whatever.
He has like different characters.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in this too. And she was on Tyler the Creator's new record also, and it had a pretty funny verse on there. But I've listened to this quite a bit throughout the year.
That's what's up. I believe my next one you will probably have on your list.
I'm going to grab it, what I think it might be, just in case.
It probably is.
All right, go ahead.
Is it something that you like wish you had a shirt for?
Yes.
That has long sleeves?
But mine
sleeves?
Might be in a different spot than yours.
You're right, right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And I was, like, gonna leave it off because I knew you were gonna have it. But then I'm like, fuck that, dude. This shit kicks ass.
Yeah, to me, so, it's like, all right, this gives away my number one. This was the best album of the year to me across any genre. Honestly, to me, this thing is better than, like, pretty much any metal album that I've heard in the last 5 years or more, honestly. Like,
I just read today it was voted number one by
Metal Hammer.
Yeah.
And Decibel, too. And then it was on a bunch of different,
it's
like,
earned.
Best-selling lists.
Well earned.
Some people were saying that it'll go down kind of like one of, like, the best metal records of all time. I'm sure if you are into any type of metal, you've probably seen about it. There's probably a portion of people out there that are like, it's overhyped, like, fuck that record. But
this is the hype is real, dude. The hype is real.
Good shit about that album. Yeah, like, dude. I've played that so many times since it's come out and not even close to getting tired of it. I mean, it's like Stormkeep. Like, I can play that all the time and it never wears out.
Well,
to
it's
me,
like they mix so many styles. It's like all these little things, even in the transitions, you always find something new every time you listen to it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my number one for sure. And to me, that's like if I had to pick a Pink Floyd album, it wouldn't be Dark Side of the Moon is my favorite. But I was going to say, like, that is like the Dark Side of the Moon of metal to me. Like, that album is fucking, that'll be studied 20 years from now where people are like, dude, check this shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And I think this came out on Century Media. So that's probably like the,
I would say that's probably their best seller this year. Yeah, I'm assuming.
I would think, man. And
so the new Opeth came out this year too.
Yeah.
And Opeth has long been like one of my favorite bands, but and the album was great. There was nothing wrong with it outside of that Blood Incantation record just absolutely put it to shame to where I wasn't as excited about the Opeth, right. Like even close. Like right. Hearing it, I was just like, oh, this is cool. Michael's screaming again. The songs are a little more heavy than the last album. The concept of it's cool, but then I'm like, it's not Absolute Elsewhere. Like
I was going to put on
just is not as fun.
Another, The Infernal Sea, would have been on like if we had like a 15 or 20.
Yeah,
and it has
that
a nice
sweet too.
Yeah, it has a nice black and roll to it. Like, and usually that I don't really like that all that much, but and I do definitely don't like dudes that, you know, they wear face masks and act like we're too cool to know who we are.
Yeah,
but the music's badass, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that whole like gimmick is kind of.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, thanks for giving away my number.
I'm sorry, dude.
This is on your list too, so I'll fuck you up here. Contentions Artillery from Heaven.
Yep.
I didn't know that it was like where it was, but I was like, I fucking knew you had it. But
that's
yeah,
my number
this record,
one.
I already knew at the end
hey,
of
what
the year
color is
it
yours?
Would be top three. I don't know. It's sitting on the table back there. I think mine's black. I don't think
black?
I have the orange one.
Mine's the.
Because you have the one that came from
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Actually,
I got mine from War, and or not? Was it War?
I actually have a trifecta of
Days.
This.
I'm sorry, not War.
I have a cassette and CD
of the Artillery from
Heaven.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
I had to trifecta it.
Yeah, we interviewed them.
It was the best episode
100, I believe.
Yep.
And I actually seen them post something the other day about like somebody in New York Times like name dropped them like
Holy fuck.
One of the best albums of the year. I don't know who it was that was like the journalist for the Times, but it got name dropped.
That's
like
insane.
It was like Benny the Butcher was in there for Everybody Can't Go, which to me, so Benny did that album. He did Summertime.
I was disappointed in that.
Summertime Butch.
That was
and
good.
Stabbed and Shot too. Both of those were better than Everybody Can't Go.
I didn't care for Everybody Can't Go.
Yeah, it had a handful of good songs.
Disappointing
but,
album of the year.
Yeah. But that was on that list, and a couple other things like the Charlie XCX record or whatever and stuff like that. And then Contention was on there, and I was like, holy shit, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, well deserved for that. Like
it
I knew,
blew me away, man.
I already
I
knew
it.
At the beginning when we did that it would end in my top three somewhere.
Yep.
So fucking kudos to those
All
guys
right.
for
you don't
making
have this
an amazing
fucking,
record.
You don't have my next one, though. I don't think. Maybe. I doubt it, though.
I don't think so, because my last one, yeah, I don't.
Hope Con's new record, The Hope Conspiracy. Tales of Oppression, Rule by Deception. This is like super hard, like old school.
The cardstock on it?
Cardstock, yeah. It's hard to put the record in. So I got this funny colored, like, it looks like blue and green.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of nifty. Anyway, this thing fucking rips, and it's like, They haven't really changed their sound, really, I guess. But it sounds so fucking good. And it's refreshing in the sense that, like, still nobody sounds like them. And there's still, like, we don't get very political, or we don't get political at all on this fucking thing. But obviously there's a lot of political overtones
yeah, I was gonna
in
say,
that,
that's,
you know?
That's their thing for sure.
But, yeah, and dude, it just rips, man.
Yeah, I listened to it, like, when it came out. I like it. It just didn't make it into my
If I could go catch them live, I definitely would. My favorite track's The Prophets and Doom, which is the second song, and it opens up with just, like, I want to say it's, like, almost 16 bars of just bass. And it's fucking heavy like that. And it just sounds bouncy. And the tone on it's like really fucking cool. And then you kind of think it's going to you know, you're going to get like a ring out into like a guitar slide or something. No, it's just like, boom, fast as fuck, like right into the shit. Anyway. So go fucking check that shit out too.
All right, I think this is the last one. If I did this right, Common and Pete Rock's The Auditorium Volume 1. But you probably already knew this was going to be on there.
I did.
And I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, they called it Volume 1, so it leaves me hopeful that there'll be another one. But to me, like, Pete Rock's been one of my favorite producers for a long time. I like Common. He's always been a solid rapper and always very mentally conscious, I guess.
I think
Common Sense was his fucking name.
Common's so fucking awesome.
I think he's criminally underrated.
Very. Like, they just like, oh, he's an actor?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude.
People, but like people who like really dive into hip hop, like actually know, they're like, yeah, like Common's dope. Like even if you don't actively always listen to him, like when the shit comes on, I mean, I Still Love Her was like one of the greatest hip hop songs written about hip hop.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And like, dude had a beef with Ice Cube and came
out. Who beefs with Ice Cube?
Like, well, it was Ice Cube beefed with him because of some like some lyric that got misconstrued. But it was that was quite a while ago. But I love Pete Rock has some of the best beats in hip hop. Everything that he's done is always dope. Like he's collaborated with so many people over the years, and Common, like those two getting together, like I was really excited about it. And then when the record, the single started coming out, like I knew immediately it was gonna be fucking awesome. So if you haven't heard that, definitely check that out.
Yeah, go get that. I also I have that record. It sounds fucking amazing. It just didn't get into my top 10.
It's very like soulful. It's got a lot of, but that's Pete Rock's, you know, touch on there. Like he's got that sampling style, and I don't know.
I just liked, it's like an hour and 9 minutes or something like that. It's like a nice healthy album too, to like really kick back.
Yeah, and it's a good like, I gotta drive for an hour and I'm gonna hit open road and just zone out on this album
and try not to fucking hit anything.
Yeah.
All right, here's my number one. Well, number two, Berthold City, Where Did We Go Wrong, Andrew's band. We interviewed them. One of my favorite songs of the year is on here as well. I don't know what else to say except for, like, check it out. Go, you know,
it
listen
is dope
to the interview. Got another, this hardcore, and they're weird fucking colors, man, I swear. I think it'd just be, like, black or white, but the shit does look cool.
I have an Immortal record that is like sparkly confetti colored.
I forgot about that. You do. But yeah, dude, straight up good, fast, old school sound style, hardcore with some
plus the nice songs are breakdowns. Incredibly catchy too.
Yeah,
like it's almost got like a pop punk element to it in that way where they're earworms, but in no way is it a pop punk.
Right,
element.
Right. It's got a lot. Yeah, it's got everything. Great sing-alongs,
good chance, breakdowns. Nice breakdowns. Yeah, it's all definitely the stuff that you know you would want in a hardcore
fucking
punk
a
rock
right.
Record.
And War Records had a few other albums on my list, and Home Invasion was on there. But another band, Juice, they're really good.
Oh, that's right. I remember talking about those
but
guys,
yeah, there
too.
Could be an entire whole list.
So you had you didn't bring extras.
I didn't.
I'm gonna rifle through these real quick.
Yeah, give her. I'll be posting mine. You can follow Daggerface and Noise Avocation.
This is going to be kind of hard to see.
That's a fucking great album. And if Lust Hag did not come out, that would have been
I was
on
trying
there.
To hit the glossiness right there. But Holders versus An Oath, fucking incredible black metal. Like, this album is fucking awesome. There's a ton of cool atmosphere, like, tones to it. And now Tanner from Majesties is one in the band as well, touring with them, so that's cool. I put this on and took this off like 3 or 4 times on my list because it was like right at the point.
Right.
Absolutely nothing wrong with it though. There's no reason other than that it didn't make it. The record is fucking awesome. So $20 spin did that. If you haven't heard it, check it out. And there's a couple other 20-buck spins on here that I might as well knock out. Slime Lord's Chytridiomycosis Relinquished. I still remembered how to say that from the interview when we did it.
Dude, 20-buck spin puts nothing out bad, I swear.
They had a really good year for stuff. Like, you almost could have made a top 10 20-buck spin release.
Laceration was another one that was on my, like, backup.
Yeah, the Neon Nightmare album was cool. Like, they had all sorts of good shit this year. But the Slime Lord album, really cool story. If you haven't heard it yet, check it out. If you haven't heard the interview yet that we did with them, check it out. The artwork's awesome. The story behind the album's awesome.
Yeah, Brad's the shit.
It's a lot of fun. Sivirus's Maze Envy is another 20-buck spin title. We interviewed these guys as well.
It's so funny, another, dude. Another if we did 20, we would have so many of the same.
Another really dope piece of art, too, as far as the cover goes.
Yeah, that one's fun to stare at.
Juan Castellano was the name of the guy that did it. Really, eerie, creepy, unsettling tones and stuff in the albums. Yeah. Check that out for sure. Job for a Cowboy's Moon Healer. I almost forgot that this came out this year because it was really early on in the year. But this record's fucking awesome. Love the bass playing on it. There's a ton of, crazy little bass riffs in the back of that. So check that out if you haven't yet. And the Coffin Cats just came out with a new record not that long ago, 2 weeks now. Check that out, too.
It's fucking sick.
You can pick it up if you're local in Detroit, or if you can pick it up from probably many other record stores around the world, I would imagine, too, as well. And you can pick it up here if you're local in Alpena at our record store.
Place to be.
Oh, I got two other CDs here as well. Hang on, I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. the new Marilyn Manson, The One Assassination Under God. I really like this because it was along the lines of older Mechanical Animals style Manson, where it's very Bowie heavy Nine Inch Nails musically, but still has a good tinge of Manson to it. And then this is Shensia Never Get Late Here, It Never Gets Late Here. This is a dancehall sort of reggae album.
She's got sick ass hair.
Most of our listeners probably aren't going to want to listen to anyways, but if you have an open mind, check this shit out, because it's fucking awesome. I have an autographed copy that I got off her website.
All I wanted to say was Gate Creepers album.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I forgot to bring that.
Was on my list, but as I listened to it more, I don't know.
I like all the melodies and shit in that album. I thought it was
good. The melodies are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's just got a, maybe it's just because it's now it's this time of the year and there's I'm only listening to black metal.
No, I had that issue too, I was some of this stuff I haven't listened to in a while.
But it's sick, and it was on my, yeah. It was, you know. But anyway, that's all I got, man.
Right on. Well, for anybody that made it to the end of this, thanks for listening. And, comment on this shit. Let us know what some of your favorite records throughout the year were. And
yeah, dude, I'd love to get some fucking suggestions of some shit we missed.
I'm sure there's things out there. Gallows Bound Rotting Oak was another one that I wanted to mention. There was no physical copy of that out.
Shit.
Kendrick Lamar's GNX, Tyler, the Creator's new album. We could keep going and going. There was so many good releases this year that it was really hard to narrow all this shit down. But anyway, you got anything else, Jeremy, for
I just got a piss, listening? As usual.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. December 28th, Majestic. Check it out. Black Christmas.
Be there, motherfuckers.
And peace out.
Later.